Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today in studio HQ, sunny Scottsdale, Randy Engston.
Good day, my friend. So, yeah, it's beautiful today.
Is it ever going to get cold here?
I mean, it was cold. It was cold.
Not really, dude.
Dude, it was 28 degrees when I woke up the other
if
day.
If this weather holds through the Phoenix Open.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
This works. Yeah,
yeah. This will work. This real.
This is real nice.
Real. All right. Episode today, guys. This one comes up. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to start this one with a story. So, if you guys follow the story, the storyline. This, you know, the year is 2009, 2010. I'm in my gym. I had just gotten laid off from construction. The economy was in the dumps. The residential and the commercial followed residential as far as the housing market crashed, crumbled. Hindsight on that, by the way, if you were a buyer back in 09, you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so anyways, you're doing well.
The winners win. So I'm in my gym. I'm, you know, I'm just trying to keep the doors open, right? We're hustling, you know, and I'm in there every day and I talk to everybody. Like that's part of what being a gym owner is, especially in the beginning. Just like talking to all the clients. And, remember having a distinct conversation with one of our current clients, Kevin DuPont, good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. You know, I've gone to football games with him. I'll tell you another story about that land deal with him later, but, you know, he sat down in my office one day. He was like, you know, I'm trying to get to $500,000 a year in passive income through my investments, through my apartment complexes. Yeah, it's like assisted living homes in California. And I was like, wow, dude, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's deployed capital and made moves over the last however many years, or his family did, and he's benefiting at $500,000 a month in passive, or a year in passive income. So retirement level stuff, you know what I mean? And I got to talking to him. I was like, man, dude, I don't have a 401k. I don't have any stocks. He's like, Tim, the business is your retirement.
Yeah.
The business is your retirement. And I was like, no, this is like a job. It's not making money. It's like, this is very, how it's nowhere near $500,000. A year in passive income. Sure. But it got me thinking was, you know, here I am as a gym owner. And at the time, the goal was just to open the gym because I had no job at that point.
Yeah.
I was thrown on my ass. And thank God I had already, the thing about the timing of that kind of layoff versus when the gym was open, I had already been working on the gym for 6 months prior. So fate had it 2 weeks before our grand opening. That's when I got laid off. So it just thrust me into gym ownership, business ownership. And the goal was to open the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal, but not the long-term vision. But thank God I had started having those conversations early with Kevin and, you know, other members. And it's like, okay, maybe he's right. Maybe this is like, I'm going all in on this. Because growing up, it was save, 401k, retirement plans, all the things that we know today aren't really the best vehicles.
Or you can't necessarily rely on it. I mean, there's with the turmoil and the things like, I mean, they've been saying for 20 years that Social Security won't be there when we retire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, will it be? do you want to put your eggs in that basket? You know what I mean?
No, exactly. And so it got me thinking about this episode today. It's like really, you know, the goal shouldn't be to own the gym. That's not the goal. The goal should be to have the gym serve you, the owner, in some way that's either cash flow driven, lifestyle driven, or exit driven, retirement driven. So it's like, everybody's working in their gyms, hustling, trying to sign up clients. You get bummed when a client leaves and you're like in the freaking minutia of the day-to-day operations and you get so high, so low. We have a great month. We have a crap month. This coach left. That one's cheating on that one. And it's just like, okay, yeah. What are we really doing?
What's the purpose behind
the purpose yeah. of owning the gym? Literally should be to serve the owner who took the risk in their interests and yes. whatever those interests are, retirement, cash flow into other vehicles. Like what we recommend, you take the cash out of your business and put it into real estate, into other things. But it is your retirement. This is the exit plan. This is the long game. This isn't, hey, we did it. We opened a gym. We own the gym. That's not the goal.
No, that's not the end.
So if you feel accomplished because you own a gym, I would highly suggest you reevaluate what you're doing here.
Yeah, that's a beginning, right? Yeah, like that, yeah. like that. You've entered a new chapter, and like it's literally it's page one of the new chapter type of thing. Why don't we go back? Why don't we kind of highlight the cash flow quadrants? Because ultimately, I mean, the progression of that ascension through those quadrants is what we're getting at, right?
Well, it's the exact path I took.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
So the Cash Flow Quadrant is a book by Robert Kiyosaki, something I really changed my mindset, especially coming from a home where mom was a teacher. My dad did own a business, but he was in the self-employed quadrant, and I saw it, yep, right? I didn't realize it. But it's a book about the relationship on how you earn a living, earn money. And so there's four quadrants. In the top left, you got the letter E. E stands for employee. Employee is you have a job. That's just mm-hmm. like what most 99% of the world is. They've got a job. They either it's an hourly, a salary, a project-based job. But you work and trade time. Technically, this is where the time comes in. You're yep. trading time for a set X, set money, set project, set salary. Okay. Top left. And, my mom, as a teacher, it's about as quintessential as an employee as you get, sure. right? Like yep. you, this is your job. You get paid this and you go home.
Yep.
Your trainers that work for you, they're employees. The cashier at the grocery store, employee. I mean, it's you could be an accountant and be an employee. Sure. You could be, there's all types of high paying employee jobs.
Sure.
You could be a CEO of Tesla.
Yeah.
And unless that's Elon Musk and he's, but whatever, you could be technically the president of the United States is an employee.
Yep.
Okay. He's doing a job and he has that set salary, right? It's like 280,000 or whatever. Look that up, Nick. You want to see what the
presidential salary is?
Presidential salary. President of the United States is an employee. Okay. That kind of shifts like, okay, well, wait a minute. It's not necessarily bad or good. It's okay.
$400,000
to run the United States. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So in the bottom left-hand corner of that quadrant, you got SE, self-employed business owner. And this is where I was during that conversation, that story I told you, this is where many gym owners are.
The majority that we speak with, I would say.
Self-employed it basically says if you, the owner, have to put time in to do the project or to do the job to have the business run, and without you, if you were to remove yourself, it wouldn't work, then you're self-employed. You own a job.
Mm-hmm.
If you have roles and responsibilities within the four walls of the operation on a day-to-day basis, you're self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the next quadrant, which is business owner. So you're here in the self-employed quadrant. Okay. This is where we speak to almost every gym owner. You work in your ass off, 12 hours a day. You're in there sun up to sun down. You're doing everything in the operations. You're doing sales. You're training 4 or 5 hours in the middle of the day. You got to do marketing. You've got to do contracts, clean, all the things.
Yeah.
If you were to take yourself out, and really the pressure test is a 3-month
yep.
pressure test, 12 weeks. Could you disappear for 3 weeks and have the business continue to run and operate? Or 3 months. Is that 12 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
3 months.
On average.
Correct. And would the business still run and operate without you involved? And if the answer is no, well, then that kind of puts you in that quadrant, and that's okay. Again,
it is, yep.
Again, and what I need to be clear, it's like there's no one is better than the other, depending on your own goals.
It's a goal, yeah.
So you're in this self-employed quadrant, and you realize it, and now you want to get out of the day-to-day operations, and you want to move into the top right corner, which is business owner. Business owner owns the systems, and the systems run the business. That's the difference between self-employed and business owner. You know, you could leave for 3 months. Mm-hmm. You're not in the day-to-day operations. You own a system, and the system operates below you. Doesn't mean you're completely absentee. Doesn't mean you completely don't have any say in the business. It means that two things. You're not controlling the day-to-day operations. If you were to leave for 3 months, the business would still run and probably grow without you.
Ideally.
Yeah. It means you've done a hell of a job putting the right people with the right systems, with the right tools in place to allow you the time freedom. Yep. Now the time is yours again. On the left-hand side, the E and the SE, time is not yours. On the right-hand side, the time is freedom, right? So that's the freedom line. And then below that, you've got the letter I, the bottom right-hand corner, you got I. And I stands for investor. And really all that means is your money is making money, right? Mm-hmm. Like you've done the things, you've earned a chunk of money, you've deployed that money, stocks, real estate, it doesn't matter. And that money is growing without you.
Yep.
And you could be in many of the quadrants at the same time.
Yep.
And in fact, I would hope you're in at least the I quadrant in any of the other quadrants at any given time, because you do want to use cash flow to grow or what all these other things. So all that being said, it's like, whoa, maybe this puts some perspective on what the goal is for you and your gym. The freedom line of time is to get from a self-employed gym owner into a business owner, gym owner, right? S to O to B, S to B, S to B.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply. And when we get people there, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that's almost more difficult than raising the revenue. I mean, they go hand in hand, right? You can't have a business that's not making revenue and you pull yourself out of it typically because somebody's got to do the work, right? Yeah. And you got to pay somebody to do the work. But once the revenue gets to that point, that's where the, like, in my opinion, it starts to become a who, not a how, right? You start to think about, and Mike Michalowicz, it resonates. I've said it 100 times on this show, but as a business owner, your job is job creation, not fulfillment. And when you view the business with that lens, you're not putting yourself back into the delivery, back into the fulfillment every single day. You start to figure out, okay, who is the person that's right for this position and who am I going to task with that responsibility, as opposed to jumping in and doing it yourself, right?
Right.
It's such a difficult kind of, transition for a lot of gym owners because the trust, the faith, the system, building the systems to have somebody be able to use those systems to succeed.
I'll give you a mindset block right here.
Sure.
And I know this is happening too, because there's some guilt too.
Yeah,
there's some guilt. The gym owner, Think about gym owners. I want you to self-reflect for a second. Would you feel guilty if you were to be able to get to a point where you're a business owner and disappear for 3 months and have the team run the ship for you? Would you feel guilty? Think about that for a second. Now, if you've built this business with this core group of employees together, and you're in there on, you know, the Sunday mornings, and you're building the equipment, and you're, you know, getting all the stuff together and team meetings, and then all of a sudden you remove yourself, you would feel guilty that you're putting all your team at this point where it's like, well, you guys do it now, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to have to get over that if you ever want to get out, because if you don't do that, we have an Iron Circle member, and I know he listens to this show, that this is this guy.
Yeah.
He still trains on the training floor today. He's been in the business over 10 years. They do $1 million a year, and he's still, because he's guilty about leaving the operations. Unfortunate.
It is a mindset thing. And, you know, there's a progression of you as a leader that has to happen to get to that next set point. I mean, the roles and responsibilities change, right? Even from going, like, if you take the journey from entrepreneur to self-employed, your responsibilities and roles and everything that you're now doing on a daily basis change. You know, going from there to the business owner, things change, right? And so you have to embrace that change. You have to build your skill sets, your development to be and embrace and be capable of kind of ascending into those different roles, right? We talk all the time, you know, the hobbyist gym owner that spends the majority of their week on the training floor, they probably do that because they're comfortable doing that job. Mm-hmm. They're not comfortable leading a team. They're not comfortable, you know, hosting team meetings and developing their team to be able to do higher level tasks and things like that. So they gravitate towards where they're comfortable. But you as the owner, you as the leader, have to develop the new skill sets and work on new things as you ascend up that quadrant, up the quadrants, I guess it is.
Yeah. So guys, I mean, going back to the point of the show, it's like the owning the gym isn't the goal. It's to get to the other side of the freedom line of time.
Yeah.
It's to cash flow into other opportunities, into the eye.
And it could be, you know, even in there, you like, maybe it's another location. Maybe it's still within the fitness realm. Maybe you're launching a, you know, complimentary service or something like that. Sure. Like, you don't have to like necessarily turn your back on the fitness industry type of thing.
Yeah.
It's all up to you. But to the point of the podcast is like, your goal should be far beyond opening up the gym. That is the beginning of the journey.
It's like the new chapter,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. You close the old book. Yep. Now you're into the new book. New chapter one is the opening of the gym. And then the end of that book is either exiting or scaling out or whatever. But somewhere in the middle of that book, you're moving from self-employed to business owner.
And I like the fact that you even just said like the exit goal, like maybe it is selling the business, right? Maybe it is like, there are a ton of different options, but when you start the business, you should have the end goal in sight.
Yeah. And I didn't, I'd be honest with you. I had to create the end goal somewhere in the first 5 years because I was like, think about going from fully employed, working way more than 40 hours to nothing. You got nothing to do, nothing to do but run the gym. And so like, it's just like, get this gym going, get the people in. And then later on having that conversation with Kevin and just stepping back like, okay, well, I think the goal is, and that's when Cash Flow Quadrant was dropped on my desk by Tim Sr., my dad. He's like, you got to read this. And I'm like, hell yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's the book that everybody has a book.
Sure.
Everybody has a book that changed everything for them. And for me, it was Cash Flow Quadrant. For some, it's E-Myth. For some, it's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, there's always one book for me, or at least for a lot of the people we work with. It's like, that's the thing that changed your mindset. Now you moved into a different direction. And so every decision I made after that book was like, how do I put people in place?
There you go.
How do I put systems in place? How do I do this? You know, in E-Myth, even though I read it before Cash Flow Quadrant, I didn't like it because it looked like a lot of work. Honestly, sure. Yeah. It was like document everything and have a prototype, you know, even if you're never going to sell or have a franchise, but act as if it were. And mm-hmm. it's like, that's great advice. But I just didn't want to listen to it. Yeah. It was great advice.
Sure.
And in fact, I wish I had done it because my dad was like, dude, where's your binder?
Yep.
Where's your SOPs?
SOPs.
Where's your SOPs? Where's your SOPs? And, you know, he's trying. Now, granted, I was scrambling. I don't know if I had the brain power or bandwidth to even do an SOP or even learn what it was or whatever. Obviously, now, guys, we have, we don't even have that link anymore, do we? SOP in a day anymore. It doesn't exist.
Not right now. No.
All right. All right, never mind. I was going to say I got
part of our accelerator program.
Accelerator program, we have SOP in a day with the ChatGPT SOP builder, which we created with all of our SOPs, and it'll bang them out for you like in seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll give you all your SOPs. So,
But the conversation that we're having is what we help gym owners with on a daily basis. Yep. I mean, that is the seat that we're in. That is the job that we do. Is serving you guys and making sure that, like, you know, if you have that realization, if you have that understanding of what you want out of the business, what you want the business to create for you, that's where our accelerator comes in. We help build the revenue, lay it, you know, to a point where now you can afford to have the team. You have the systems that go along. I mean, it is developed to help the gym owner win. By definition, like, that is our mission statement here with the podcast, with what we do, is to help you as the owner get into a position where you have that business owner life, you know, the lifestyle. You have a asset that is part of a portfolio that runs and operates without you having to be in the day-to-day.
Sure.
Now, I will go one step further and say it is a choice. Because I work with gym owners, talk to gym owners. They're like, well, yeah, but I don't want to like remove myself from the business. Well, you don't necessarily have to remove yourself from the business entirely. You can show up any day that you want and walk in your business. I promise you. Nobody's going to tell you no.
Yeah, I can go walk out and start training right now if I wanted to.
Exactly, right? But is that the best use of your time?
Hey, Joe Lee, step aside. Let me get up in here. Let me get this.
Let me show these guys how a real training session goes. Yeah.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
And the funny thing is, I'll be in my boots and jeans and stuff, and I'll walk in there, and then I'll see somebody that needs a little help on the form, and I'll jump in.
Sure.
Hey, come here. Let me show you. Feet a little bit wider. Let's go.
But that's the thing is, like, people assume, or people, I don't know, gym owners that
it's
I
one
speak
or
with,
the other.
Yeah, they think that it. Yeah, like, once I become a business owner, then I can't walk in my business and I can't support. No, that's not the case. But you're no longer handcuffed to having to.
All right, gym owners, we're going to do a little exercise. I want you to close your eyes, unless you're driving. Don't close your eyes. I want you to think about something for a second. We're doing a little exercise. This is real. This is not a joke. This is not a test. It's not a test. Close your eyes. Think about, and if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Just think. Think about what success looks like for you. Success in your gym, success in life. Give yourself 12 months. So we're in January right now, but really what you're doing is you're putting yourself in January 2026 or February, depending on when you're listening to this. You're in 2026 right now, and you're looking back at the last 12 months and you're joyous because you've succeeded, did the thing you wanted to do. You did the several things. Your business hit the milestone. You took the vacation. You bought the boat. You opened up the second business, the third, the fifth. You did a whole life insurance policy and overfunded it. You bought the stock. You had a kid, got married, got divorced. Whatever success looks like for you, what is that? You need to be able to open your eyes. You need to be able to define what you want. Because I'll tell you, when we get on a call with you, we're going to ask you, what do you want? And if you can't answer that, then nobody can help you get there.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense? If you can't define where you want to go or what you want or what success looks like, nobody, not you, not me, not your team, not your business coach, nobody could get help you get there because nobody knows where you're going.
Yeah. And yourself included, right?
Yourself. And so you've got to be very clear on what it is you want. And what it is you want, whatever you want will depend on that, will depend on the path you take, right? Like if you want to sell your gym, that's one path. But if you want to open a second gym, it's a totally different path, right? Like with the opposite, right? Yeah. Technically, there's a lot of the same things that we need to have to do across. Yep. Yeah. So that would be your challenge for this episode. Owning the gym is not the goal. What is the goal? And that's the question you have to ask yourself and define and write down and put it in your notes or whatever on the wall. You visualize it and do all the things, but define it. Yes. That's the kicker. Define it.
Clarity on your goals is everything. I mean, you nailed it there. I mean, if you don't know where you're going, and the more clear you are and what that looks like, the better your chances are of getting it.
Correct.
It's really prevalent. Like you could tell that a lot of gym owners don't have that vision. And you see it because 99% of the gym owners that you ask for what they need, they just say more leads. And more leads will never get you there.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the picture of success is more people coming in the front door. That is a requirement for any goal that you have in the business, by the way. Get way more clear on what the business looks like.
And also don't just throw an arbitrary number. I want $1 million. Yeah, don't just do that because that's the easy way.
Well, then let's kind of give them a little here. Here's a little advice as to how you go about that, right? Go envision the life for yourself that you want, right? The business is a tool within that success, that level of success. So separate the business from your identity. And look at the business like a vessel that can get you to that level of success. But what does that level of success look like for you as in your life, right? Do you want a business that provides cash flow that you don't have to walk in the four walls, you know, to operate? Or, you know, is it multiple locations? Is it the ability to invest in other industries or whatever it may be? But figure that out first, and then we retro all of the tools that you have. And we use those to create the lifestyle, not the other way around. Too many gym owners are in the seat thinking that, oh, if I just get more people through the front door, I'm going to have the life that I want. You're wrong. I promise you, you're wrong. You're missing the mark entirely.
Yep.
You're going to be in that seat forever. You're going to be sitting in that seat, selling, fulfilling training sessions, doing the same things that you are right now if you don't have a clear vision of where
you're going. Well, next year, you're going to be saying, I need more leads still.
They could be doing the exact same thing.
That's the kicker.
100%.
Right? So, all right, guys, that was a little left and then a little right, double reverse, I like to call that. So hopefully that helps you guys get focused. This is your year. Let's go attack it together. If you need help, we got an accelerator program that we are absolutely stoked about. We've revamped it again. We've got the SOP built into the curriculum now. We got that tool, the ChatGPT custom that we made. And guys, let's chat. Let's have a chat. Let's help you get there. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. And keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.